This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ongoing opposition protests in Belarus saw the largest turnout yet over the weekend following days of public rallies against the disputed re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. Hundreds of thousands of peaceful demonstrators gathered in Minsk and other Belarusian cities demanding free and fair elections. Protesters are seeking the release of all political prisoners, justice for perpetrators of human rights abuses, and the resignation of Lukashenko. An unprecedented wave of protests have swept across Belarus in recent days after users on social media started sharing videos and photographs showing security officers brutally repressing demonstrators angered by the official results of the disputed presidential election. On August 9th, incumbent President Lukashenko claimed victory with more than 80% of the vote. It was his sixth consecutive win since 1994. A U.S. judge has blocked a Trump administration rule scheduled to go into effect on Tuesday that would have taken away protections for transgender people facing health care discrimination. The administration's rule says federal law that bars discrimination in health care on the basis of sex does not cover gender identity or sex stereotyping. Block said the judge said the legal basis of the regulation was now in question after the Supreme Court's major ruling in June, finding that LGBT people are protected under a federal law using similar language that bars employment discrimination. A Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson said officials were disappointed with the decision. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is scheduled to speak tonight at the Democrats' virtual convention as the party kicks off 4 days of festivities leading up to the official nomination of Joe Biden as the Democrats' presidential candidate on Thursday. This is VOA News. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch on Monday said it more than a dozen U.S. states are expected to file lawsuits this week against the Trump administration's cuts at the U.S. Postal Service that could delay mail-in ballots in November's presidential election. He said between 15 and 20 attorneys general are reviewing legal arguments for one or more lawsuits. President Donald Trump is trailing Democrat Joe Biden in opinion polls. Today, the president told reporters he's not trying to undermine the Postal Service's ability to handle mail-in ballots. President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner told reporters Monday it would be in Saudi Arabia's interest to normalize relations with Israel, the way the United Arab Emirates recently agreed to do. In a telephone briefing, Kushner said the move would weaken their common enemy, Iran, and ultimately help the Palestinian people. Saudi Arabia so far has not commented on the move by the UAE last week to normalize ties with Israel. In return, Israel agreed to suspend annexation of the occupied West Bank territories. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has not said how long that promise will hold. The Trump administration says it will further tighten restrictions on Chinese-owned Huawei Technologies Company. The U.S. Commerce Department will expand restrictions announced in May aimed at preventing the Chinese telecommunications giant from obtaining semiconductors without a special license, including chips made by foreign firms that have been developed or produced with U.S. software or technology. The administration will also add 38 Huawei affiliates in 21 countries to the U.S. government's economic blacklist, that's according to sources, raising the total to 152 affiliates since Huawei was first added in May 2019. Huawei has not immediately commented on that move. With U.S.-China relations at their worst in decades, Washington is pushing governments around the world to squeeze Huawei out, arguing it would hand over data to the Chinese government for spying. Huawei denies it spies for China. The Commerce Department said the new actions, effective immediately, should prevent Huawei's attempts to circumvent U.S. export controls. On Tuesday, a UN-backed international tribunal in the Netherlands will announce its verdict in the 2005 assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. He was killed in a roadside bombing with 21 others as his convoy passed along the Beirut waterfront on February 14, 2005. A UN Security Council resolution established the tribunal following a request from the government of Lebanon. The four men accused in the murder are from Hezbollah, the Iranian-backed Shiite group. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.